Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Okay. Anyways, thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's the NSK and Shaquan, your favorites in yellow vettel that's on your radio. Now, Shaquan, yesterday, a big bombshell dropped amongst many other bombshells, my goodness, in the last 30 days or so. A story that was broken by Hethai Kanjo reads that former Environment and Tourism Minister Boama Shifeta refuting rape allegations made against him by the mother of his five-year-old child. Now, already that sentence alone can be exceptionally confusing.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did the mother of his child make this allegation?
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't even know that he had a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Is it the same as the... Because he got married recently
as
well?
Yeah, he got married,
You know what I mean?
It's not.
So it's not?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So there's so many questions.
Mm.
Perhaps we can get some clarification from our resident Minister of News, Abudi Leonard Verduyena. Moro Leonard.
Resident Minister of News?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Accept
thank you.
Accepted.
NSK, do accept. Surprised.
Thank you. The Shaquan.
No.
good morning to our Fresh FM listeners. It's great to be here in this cold weather. Toch amai. But yeah, that's basically what has gone on yesterday. Towards the afternoon, the Namibian media primarily broadcast what happened or what is suspected to have happened on Independence Day.
This year?
Yes, the 21st of March.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the allegations stem from Mengela Nalukale Albertine. She's 27 years of age. Now, she claims that she was sexually assaulted by the former tourism minister, Boamba Shifeta, on the morning between 3 and 4 a.m. in Sederhof in Windhoek. If you look at it, we're talking about July, so it's about 4 months ago.
Yeah, that's why I'm even just thinking, how is it possible that we're only hearing about this
now?
She went public in March, but anyways,
and
sorry about that.
Similar to your sentiments, that's the public sentiment that based on just informal interviews we conducted, we picked up. Why would this be made public about 4 months later? What could have been the reason behind it from this 27-year-old young lady? Bear in mind, he lives in Auersplik, she lives in Sederhof. It was Independence Day, and as we all recall, it was a rainy day to the extent where events had to be moved to State House and not at Independence Stadium. So these are but some of the factors that people sit with. Documents that Future Media also obtained show that he did report this case in detail to the police. It stated the 2nd of July, Basis, clearly stating that this woman is disgruntled at him and his wife.
He reported it?
Yes, in a document seen by Future Media. They've also, pardon me, gone to Viljoen and Partners as lawyers to state the case and actually have a restraining order against her. Because according to this document, excuse me again, she went to the wife's workplace and harassed her. The documents obtained by us show all of that and more.
Yeah.
So obviously only with permission we can make this public if possible in future. But it seems to be, and as he said in the report by our sister company One Africa TV, she seems to be disgruntled by this, the fact that he's married and wants to just basically put his name into disrepute.
Question. Please break this down for me piece by piece, right? So the is it the incident that happened on the 21st of March? But was there any reports to the authorities after that, like closer to when the incident happened?
When the incident happened, got it. The initial reporting that we got yesterday does not say the case number, but then dubs the month 7/2025. So this was reported this month.
Just this month, but the incident happened in March.
In March. That's the facts that we have at the moment. And I already see the questions coming to your mind, Shaquan, as to why the delay. Could negotiations have gone on since then to now? to the extent where the complainant was not satisfied with what was being offered. Bear in mind, in the report itself that we got wind of, it says that on that morning, she was taking a shower. He came over. Her cousin was present. She could hear Boamba Shifeta outside speaking to her cousin. And further to that, it later states he had sexual intercourse with her by force and only stopped when she started vomiting because she was under the influence of alcohol. That's what it states. So looking at all of this, and I do understand the questions that the public has in terms of from the side of men. If it were to be me, I'd be arrested tomorrow.
Yeah, because that's going to be my next question. Did she open a case against him?
Not on that day. This, what we see over here, has only the month of seven, which is this month.
But because a case has been opened,
does
that mean that he will be arrested?
Further to that, it states his name and his state of employment, where he resides, and he's unemployed. Oshiwambo speaking, and no arrest has been made as yet. Speaking to Crispin Muvevo from the Namibian police, Herta could establish that truly he is not arrested yet. So based on, again, the informal interviews we had done and how things have gone in the Namibian community, if it were to be an ordinary guy on the street, the police would have been on his tail that day.
Was it at least questioned, because you mentioned that he reported it first?
Yeah, on the second.
He reported the harassment, to the police already in June, and got a restraining order via his lawyers.
Yeah.
So this letter clearly also states that you have harassed our client's wife. We hereby issue a restraining
order via
the Falun
lawyers. That's correct. So that's basically what we have for now in this fast developing story.
Okay.
The One Africa report also does not detail much, since it broke yesterday, and we expect more from the police. But again, the questions arise that if this was reported in early July, we are 16 days into it. What has been the action for Stanje? Is it because he was a former minister that no arrests or no police were deployed to arrest it? Because the commissioner, Crispin Muvevo, clearly stated that they're investigating. In other cases, it would be that you're first arrested, and whilst you're in holding cells, investigations would proceed, including court hearings. So that's where the confusion comes in.
We definitely need more clarity, especially on the timing, and just a certain a few details here and there. And I'm sure your team is working around the around the clock with it, with Ose Herta and News on One,
alongside the News on One and future media teams. We'll surely keep tabs on this. And as you note, it's of grave public concern because of inconsistencies in law, in terms of, like I said, if it were to be an ordinary guy, arrest would have been done literally within 24 hours. The court appearance would have been in 48 hours. What is the difference between the ordinary guy and the former minister? Why is the law inconsistent with these two cases? Why not the same consistency if nobody is above the law? That's what we sit with.
Let's quickly play you his responses as compiled by Herta Ekanjo.
There's a whole issue going on social media, and you are being accused of a rape. Are you aware of this?
I got some, as you are calling, you're just talking to someone calling me. Somebody sent me that, I have seen that on the social media. Somebody calling me, and this is calling me, sending me from, apparently it's on the social media, just like what you're telling me. I have, no one approached me about it to give me, to give the, my version. But I know the person, she's been, I know the complainant. We have a child together. I will send you the details of what happened.
All right.
She's just revenging because I sought a protection order against her.
Well, thank you so much, Leonard, for the efforts. We will be waiting for an update from you and your team.
Sure, and I appreciate just being here. And once again, good morning to our Fresh FM listeners. Stay with us as we bring you more at whenever time all the facts become available.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that. We've got Paradox lined up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.